North Korea has warned that a nuclear disaster will engulf the Korean Peninsula in the event of a war. Kim Jong-un said the U.S. will not be safe if a conflict breaks out. In his New Year message, he also hailed the execution of his uncle as a resolute action which strengthened unity. Lebanese media outlets have reported that a senior al-Qaeda figure has been arrested for involvement in the recent bombing of the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Majid al-Majid is the Saudi commander of the al-Qaeda-affiliated Abdullah Azzam Brigades, which was responsible for the deadly bomb attack. The acting Palestinian Authority chief threatens to take diplomatic and legal action against what he calls the cancer of Israeli settlement building in Palestine. Mahmoud Abbas's statements came ahead of a visit to the region by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry with the goal of jump-starting the direct talks. The Baltic country of Latvia became the 18th country to make the euro its official currency when the New Year's fireworks exploded over the capital, Riga. However, there is little public enthusiasm, as many fear that the move could boost prices and burden them with eurozone debt. A U.S. federal judge has upheld New York's 2013 gun control law as constitutional, handing a victory to gun control advocates. The law was approved after a mass shooting at a Connecticut school in December 2012. A surge in U.S. gun violence has put the issue of gun control back into the spotlight. A gas pipeline has been blown up in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, but there are no reports of casualties so far. Since the ouster President Mohamed Morsi in July, militants have repeatedly targeted another pipeline in the region, halting gas supplies to Israel and Jordan. The Syrian city of Idlib has been hit by mortar shells fired by militants. Several people were injured by the shells, which landed near the Justice Palace and another government building. Meanwhile, the Syrian army continues to boot out the militants of several regions of the country. Celebrations around the world are underway to mark the start of 2014. People in Auckland, New Zealand were among the first to celebrate. The Persian Gulf city of Dubai aimed for a world record fireworks display, that is. Moscow celebrated at the same time as Dubai, though with intense security following the bombings in the south.